Hey, Vikings fans, what's up? Lambeau Field, Mike Wildschall, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. The Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. The Vikings lose 38-25 here at Lambeau Field. They're eliminated from playoff contention after starting 5-0, a promising season, lots of adversity. And here we are with one game to go. The Vikings will go back home and play the Bears next week to close the season.
Aaron Rodgers was absolutely spectacular today. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. His passing through the first 2.5 quarters was really good. The defense for the Vikings settled in nicely in the third quarter, had a chance to make it a game. Good for Adam Thielen, by the way, with more than 200 receiving yards. First time a Viking has done that since Sidney Rice in 2009. Had a couple of TDs today, too. And offensively speaking, you know, I felt the Vikings did okay today. They got inside the 20 a couple of times early, had to settle for Kai Forbath field goals. Then the game started to get a little out of hand because Green Bay was scoring touchdowns while we were kicking field goals. So that encapsulated, that's the early game story.
Well, yeah, and really what happened in this game is kind of what happened to the Vikings all season. Problems scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah.
And then some quarterback pressure allowed. You know, a strip sack that Bradford lost, a fumbled snap by center Nick Easton, and just some of those costly, sloppy mistakes offensively that really cost us.
Yeah, during the 5-0 and when the Vikings were winning games, they were taking the ball from the adversary so much so that at one point they were first or second in the NFL in takes, and they were plus 13 in the take give. You know, they were minus 2 today, a week after being minus 3 against Indianapolis. You know, and with some of the situations that have transpired over the years, over the season, offensively due to injuries, there's a lot of stress put on those guys. You know, so therefore, when you're giving the ball away and you're not taking it, it's added stress to the offensive line and the offensive side of the ball. Too much to overcome today.
34 of 50 for 382 yards and 3 touchdowns for Sam, was sacked 4 times. And we were talking before the game, you know, Sam, kind of what people knock about him is he misses games.
Mm-hmm.
He made it through the whole, I mean, he was hit a lot and pressured a lot, and he's made it through the season up to this point, displayed a lot of toughness today. Defensively, Eric Kendricks and Danielle Hunter both got after Aaron Rodgers. That was good to see.
Well, with Bradford, a career high for passing yards last year, must be something around Christmas, because last year, December 26th against Washington when he played for the Eagles, he had 380 passing yards, had 380 today, the day in front of Christmas. And defensively, Eric Kendricks did not have a sack all the way back to October of 2015 at Ford Field. He had 2.5 today. So I thought Kendricks played beautifully today. But again, just too much Aaron Rodgers, too in control of the situation. And when you're giving the ball away and you have 4 penalties, they only have 1 at one point, you know, and they were legitimate penalties, it just, the game got out of hand, and it was very difficult to come back.
Coach Zimmer said he wanted to see the fight that this team had coming here as underdogs after
a bad.
I
got no problem with that. No,
neither do I. Yeah. And this team did show some fight. Green Bay was the better team today.
We left the Indianapolis game going, pardon, you know, what the heck? You know, you just couldn't believe what you just saw.
Yeah.
This was Green Bay beating the Minnesota Vikings and beating them fairly and squarely.
That's right. Vikings will go to US Bank Stadium next week. They'll play the Bears to close the season. Merry Christmas to all of you. Congrats to Adam Thielen on a great game. Merry Christmas to you, PA.
You too, buddy. You too, Nate Vaughn.
That's
Merry
the
Christmas.
Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more. Merry Christmas, y'all.